This episode of Creepy Kingdom is being brought to you by artist Shaunine Joy. She creates incredible haunted mansion and Disney-inspired art over pages from classic literature. Her work is a must-have for every creepy Disney fan who's also a book lover. You can get 10% off of your entire purchase by using the coupon code CREEPY. Just go to ShaunineJoy.com. That's ShaunineJoy.com.
Monster Movie Media presents...
Welcome to episode 109 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, a podcast all about the spookiness of Disney and beyond. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up in this episode, I report back to you about an event I attended, which is a preview of a Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them exhibit at Warner Brothers Studios. Included, you will hear a few words from Miss Jeannie Weasley herself, actress Bonnie Wright, and the Nomad star of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Dan Fogler. So without any further ado, let's begin. Howdy, folks. I'm here with Michenna McGrew from NightmarishConjurings.com.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. You got to wait for the .com. I'm trying to plug your website.
Thank you.
All righty. And we're here today to talk about an event that I attended on behalf of Nightmarish Conjurings. That was the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them exhibit at the Warner Brothers Studio Tour.
Yes.
That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Many words and syllables. So at the time of this recording, it was a preview for the media to come out and check it out. And so it'll be part of the studio tour. The studio tour at Warner Brothers is a little different, if you haven't heard of it, than I guess Universal or something like that, which I imagine a lot of our listeners are probably familiar with, being a tram tour. It's not... It's not like so theme parky at Warner Brothers. It's a working studio that you kind of get more of an intimate experience. You could verbalize your
yes.
words.
Yes, it is.
I can't see you shaking your head. So you get to check. You go in these little
trams.
Yeah, they're more like golf carts, but they have about four or five rows on it, and they bring you around to locations, and you get kind of a little, it's pretty personalized. I mean, it could probably fit about 10, 15 people on the tram, so it's not private, but it's just not as, it's not the thousands of people that are rolling through, say, the Universal Hollywood
right.
tram tour. So you get a very, somewhat of a private and a little bit unique experience, and along the way, they have exhibits that you get to walk through and check out. So they just are about to open a brand new extension to the Harry Potter one. And I think this is a whole different area. I'm not quite sure on that. But they had, they did have some just general Harry Potter stuff, which I'm sure was on display
right.
somewhere else prior to this event. But a lot of props from Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Costumes, all bunch of fun stuff. So to kick it off, they had an event
that I attended, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm here to tell everyone about all the fun that I had.
Oh, good. And for those wondering, the event opens to the public on December 9th.
That's right. And I'm not, I guess it's indefinite. I don't know. I don't know. Really,
yeah, there's not, the last event that we went to at Warner Brothers was a special Halloween event. So it was only, it was their first time ever doing it. And it was only for Halloween. Whereas this one, I think it's, going to be there for a much longer run.
Right. I mean, it's just part of their tour.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd imagine, you know, Fantastic Beasts, the franchise, isn't going anywhere.
No.
Because they have four more films along the way. So they had this little cocktail party type thing with a little, with some special guests of honor to get the party started. So first, let's, should we say who the guests were?
Yeah.
Let's do that. So Miss Jeannie Weasley herself, Bonnie Wright, was in attendance.
Yes.
Along with the muggle or nomad star.
Yes.
Of Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Him.
Kowalski.
Well, Jacob.
Well, yeah, but they call him Kowalski.
Kowalski. But he wasn't there. The actor.
Yes. Dan Fogler.
Who has been in a lot of goofy comedies.
Yes.
And like Balls of Fury. I don't remember. I was looking at his things like, oh, is that
Yeah, it's like random comedies.
So glad to see he's, he's moving on up.
He is.
So, yeah, they kind of had brought them out just to talk a little bit about the exhibit. You know, clearly Jenny Weasley or Bonnie Wright has like nothing to do with the exhibit at all. But they're like, oh, let's get some Harry Potter celebrities in the house to get everybody all excited, and we were. But first things first, this it was a very nice event. I know not everyone wants to care, you know, who cares what the media gets to do, but I do have to point out that it was kind of, it was themed like it was in Fantastic Beasts, like it was the speakeasy a little bit. So all the servers were dressed in 1920s attire, so it was very cool. And they had this cocktail drink that they served, and it was looked like it was like magic, like smoke was coming out of it.
Yeah, was it dry ice?
Yeah, they did have dry ice in there, which I thought was not safe to consume. But
yeah, that's what I thought.
But
whatever.
You only live once.
Yep.
Because I know other I know other drinks that use dry ice. Have the dry ice underneath where the, you know, in a secret container,
yeah.
Like the Flaming Moe's at Universal secret container. Like, it's just separate from the, you know, from the thing. So maybe,
right.
maybe that had that too. I don't know. They were like gauntlets though. I didn't see that. I don't know. I'm sure it was magic. Guys, it was magic.
It was.
Yeah.
us nomads aren't going to understand it.
No, we're not going to understand that at all. But it looked amazing. This was an adult beverage that was delicious.
That's all there is to say on that.
Yeah. I did help myself to more than one.
Congratulations.
Yes. So so that was fun. And it was also another thing that was fun, too, that a lot of people that were there to attend were dressed up in a period 1920s flapper attire. With their wands. You know, usually when you go to these kind of media press events, you know, they're not really taking the opportunity to
right.
to dress up. But I think there were, as I was telling you off mic, I feel like there was a lot of like bloggers, not just media outlets as well. So maybe that's who they were, and they wanted to look, you know,
the part.
And there was some amazing outfits and costumes some of the people wear. So it really, that mixed with the costumes that all the servers were wearing, because they had the servers behind the bar, they had ones, you know, walking around with finger foods, all this stuff. It was a really cool atmosphere, and it was a fun place to hang out in as we were waiting for other celebrities to show up. They did have a photo opportunity on a with a green screen, which I went over to do it, and I didn't know what the photo was.
It came out wonderful.
But the guy told me to cross my arms and look mad. He didn't say that. He did it. So that's what I did. And I think it looks kind of silly. I don't know.
I loved it.
I don't know. But I assume that's going to be something available to the guests. Otherwise, I don't know why they would be.
Yeah, I think it is going to be available.
Yeah, because it says Warner Brothers Studio Tour on the on the picture.
Right.
And it superimposed me with the cast of Fantastic Beasts with a little logo on it. So that was pretty cool. So anyways, our guest of honor showed up, and Dan came out first. And
was he nice?
Yeah, no, he was super nice. I mean, you know, but here's the thing. I mean, they're making, when they have celebrities come out and do these kind of events, you know, if they come out and they're in a foul mood, that kind of ruins the whole point. No, but he, you know, he seemed pretty happy to be there, and you know, that's pretty cool that they got these people to come.
Yeah.
And since he was in Fantastic Beasts, you know, they asked him a little bit about what he thought about everything, and he said he got to check it out. Looks cool. We do have audio from that, so instead of me trying to summarize it,
we will have audio.
Let's listen to it.
But before we get you upstairs, we have a special guest that we'd like to introduce you to. Dan Fogler plays the lovable nomad Jacob Kowalski. Let's give it up for Dan Fogler.
Hey guys.
How's it going? How are you doing here? I know it's very formal. So tell me.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Look at all of you wonderful people. Have you seen the exhibit?
They have not seen the exhibit.
Oh, you've seen the exhibit?
Yeah, I love it. What can you tell us about it?
So it's... Okay. I sort of sort of had, okay? And I'm like, oh, it's a costume piece. And they put it on my head. And it said my house. And, I mean, I hope you know that for everybody. Is that for everybody?
Actually, so all you can sort of say.
Found out the Riven door. I did an online one that said Ravenclaw. But this one, I mean, I have to leave the hat, right? I gotta leave the hat. I'm Ravenclaw.
You're Ravenclaw. Congratulations.
I feel honored, so honored.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool. Yeah, and so first of all, upstairs, there's Harry Potter wing, you know, with all the Harry Potter movies. And then you turn the corner, and then there's a whole other wing with Fantastic Beasts, and that is where to find them. And it's really cool. Yeah, I want to do this crap, but it's pretty awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's give it over to you. Oh.
So that was cool, and after that, you know, Jenny Weasley came out.
Yeah, I was not able to go. I was sick at the time. So I'm pretty bummed that I got to miss that.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I didn't even know she was going to be there until yesterday. But, you know, it's kind of cool. I mean, it's cool seeing anyone from Fantastic Beasts during this Fantastic Beasts presentation. But, you know, just seeing anyone from the Harry Potter films, you know, in person to talk about this, you know, that's exciting. You know?
Yeah, of course.
So, but that was a pretty short period of time, you know.
Did she bring a wand?
No, she didn't bring it. A good thing you brought up the wand. So the host, forgive me, I forget his name. He had mentioned that they had her wand that she actually used in the films flown out, which I assume was at the London Harry Potter studio tour. They had it flown out, and it got there this morning so that she could have it for this event. So that's actually her wand from the films.
Oh, I thought you just said no.
Well, you said, did she bring it? It's like,
yes.
No, she didn't bring it, but they flew out. They actually flew out her wad. So gotcha. And you know what? And it's kind of like that, like, attention to detail.
Yeah.
Is what this whole Warner Brothers studio tour Fantastic Beasts exhibit is all about. You know? Like,
yeah.
You know, they could have literally been like, they could have bought a wand in the gift shop and said, here's the wand. But they got her wand flown out for this media event.
Yeah.
You know, like, so that's, you know, that's what I love about, you know, going to these Warner Brothers events. They are just top notch.
Yeah.
So let's hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So you had a chance to see the exhibit.
Yes.
Tell us what you think.
It's cool. I mean, I look at something and it's just like all of these amazing memories just come back. It's such an enjoyable thing to have. I mean, it's amazing how much like memory can be locked into an object or a costume, and I think that just shows how huge an experience it was for me in my life and clearly for everyone who's going to come and see this. So as a fan myself.
Awesome. Is there a particular prop or costume that you're excited to see again?
Well, I hear they have my wand, so...
The wand bearer.
Yeah. I was thinking earlier, I should have like, named her. It's like...
Okay, so there's a little backstory. So yeah, this is her actual wand from Harry Potter, and we had flown in from London and arrived today.
Wow. So,
what would you say to fans who are listening for the tour and the exhibit? What would you tell them?
Well, I know someone who really loves to see, like, I quite like to feel like I can hold things and touch things and see them and see the textures. And I think for anyone who's coming to the exhibition, I think even though it's beautiful when you see a movie, it does sometimes feel that little bit removed. So I think to be able to be in the company of these costumes and these environments and sets that we, you know, we have memories attached to these props is really exciting, and I think there can be a really fun, an intimacy experience that I think is really cool. And I think it's also a great honor to the amazing creatives that created as well. We got Stuart Craig, who designed the films and has gone on to also design Fantastic Beasts, and I think to see his amazing ability to create Joe Rowan's incredible world into a physical.
Thank you, Bonnie. Really appreciate you coming.
All right, so after that, we got to go to the exhibit.
What was that like?
Let's see. The exhibit, I thought it was pretty amazing. I don't know. I'm trying to beat on the foot. You know, I mean, on one end, it's kind of like the idea of an exhibit of props from a film is not super exciting to me. Like, just the idea.
Right.
You know, like, but the props and things they had on display from Fantastic Beasts, like, they were incredible. Like, I was, and this, the way that they had them set up, like.
Was there a Niffler?
No, there was no Niffler prop because Nifflers are real.
They are real. You keep telling yourself that.
They're Fantastic Beasts.
Who are real.
Yeah, that's the in parentheses, Fantastic Beasts, who are real and where to find them. Oh my God. At this point, you know, maybe you've seen Fantastic Beasts once or twice, you know, but not a lot of times because it's not released on home video yet. But if you get really into it, and plus this is the first time in a Harry Potter universe story where there's no book giving you all this back detail.
Right.
So there's so much detail in the film and on the walls and around you that you can't really take it all in on one viewing.
Right.
And there's things at this exhibit that you really get to sit there and take it in. Like,
well, I'm sure the attention to detail is just above and beyond what normal people are used to.
Oh yeah, I mean there's just so much detail. It's so cool to have the actual clothing and props there. They had some on display from some wardrobe. I guess it was the Flapper-esque
Queenie.
I don't know if it's Queenie's outfits or not. It was just like the women that were dressed in the speakeasy.
Oh, okay.
It may or not have been Queenie's. I don't recall at the moment. But someone came by and gave me some information about it.
Oh.
Which I do believe that it was the gentleman who hosted the Horror Made Here event.
Oh, okay.
Because I recognized his voice from editing the video. he came over. I was like, I know you. But I didn't say that. Whatever. I was just looking at it, and he just came over and started talking to me about it, which, again, I love that kind of personal touch.
Yeah, no, that's great.
And he told me that the costume designer that did that is an Oscar-winning costume designer who also designed the costumes in Sweeney Todd, the Tim Burton film.
Oh, that's awesome. Makes sense.
Another Warner Brothers creepy feature production.
It's around the same time period.
Sweeney Todd is in the 20s?
I feel like it's... Oh, maybe it's the 1800s.
Yeah, I thought it was earlier.
The late 1800s, I think.
Yeah, you know, same generation.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. So that was fun. And, you know, I'm not going to go through and describe everything there because it's better. You know, we have pictures. We have a video that is going to exist by the time this comes out. So that's, you know, that's that. But another fun thing that was there was they had a Sorting Hat. Which I don't know if that's part of the regular experience or if that was just.
I don't know.
Fun thing.
I know, like when they gave us information, they said that it was going to be part of it, but I would think that it's probably part of the experience.
But it was still fun nonetheless, because I believe that whoever is controlling what he says can see the people that are doing it.
Gotcha.
Because pretty much. Anyone that had, you know, Gryffindor scarf or Hufflepuff scarf or something like that, you know, they got chosen. So I was wearing a Borgin and Burke shirt from Nocturne Alley. And for some reason you're listening to this and you don't know that much about Harry Potter, but you just love listening to me talk. Borgin and Burke's is where you buy things that are dark arts. It's evil. The evil's house is Slytherin. There's Pottermore, which is the online experience where you... I actually don't even know what's on there. I know there's like things to read, but you also get sorted into your house.
You find out your Patronus. You find what your school is in America. You find out where you're sorted in the Harry Potter universe.
Oh, you find out what your school is in America?
Yeah.
Pottermore? Wow. I should go check that out. See if
you should.
If I'm from Ivermorny.
I think I'm from there.
Right on.
In case anybody was wondering, I'm also House Slytherin, and my Patronus is a stag, I think.
Well, I don't know what my Patronus is, but on Pottermore, I was Slytherin. Clearly, I wanted to be Slytherin, so...
It's really the only house that matters.
So, yeah, there's a... I recorded video of me having this experience.
Welcome in, Brooks. I'm going with Slytherin.
Yes, yeah, let's hope for Slytherin. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's hope for Slytherin.
All right, here goes.
All right. And shop.
Thank you.
Slytherin, you got it. You got it.
Awesome.
Thank you. It was a really magical time, literally, and because the Sorting Hat knew.
Probably because you were wearing a shirt.
That. Want to be Slytherin.
Yep.
And I got several compliments on my shirt from the staff.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was cool, because most of the time I wear the shirt, no one knows what it is.
Right.
Even amongst Harry Potter fans for some reason. but also, you know, it's from Universal Orlando. So people around here just don't know about it.
Yeah. You're just a special individual.
Very special with my shirt. But anyways, the people loved it. They loved it. So another awesome thing is they have this actual size giant spider. I don't know if it's actual size or not. I don't recall his name because it's something hard to pronounce. Do you remember his name?
I don't.
He's from the Chamber of Secrets. And it was cool. I got to hang out with them. You know, we kicked it for a little bit. We just did our thing.
Yeah, I saw the video. Very nice.
Yeah, asked him some questions.
Yep.
He didn't answer him.
Yeah, he was very focused on whatever it was he was doing.
Yeah, there was
probably trying to eat children and stuff.
Something like that. Or fetus children. Isn't that way?
Oh, maybe.
Remember? Because he's like, that's what happens in Chamber of Secrets, right? He's like,
he
tells them what they want to know, but then he releases all the baby spiders after going out.
Yeah.
And then, spoiler alert, the Ford comes and takes them out. But anyways, it was about 60% Fantastic Beasts and 40% just Harry Potter stuff in there, because obviously the spider is not in Fantastic
right.
Beasts. But that was probably the biggest centerpiece, was that it was that huge spider being there.
Yeah.
And lots of fun wardrobe, lots of newspapers. You know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, they show up on the screen for milliseconds.
Yeah.
And it's fun to just sit there and read all the details and all that stuff. So this was a fantastic experience.
Well played.
And where you could find it is at the Warner Brothers Studio Tour. So this is a part of the regular Warner Brothers Studio Tour, correct?
Yes. It will be available Mondays through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Monday through Sunday? Isn't that
yes,
every day?
That is every day. Studio Tours will be departing every 30 minutes, and there will be extended hours offered during the summer seasons.
So we alluded to this a little earlier. I went with you as when you covered their Halloween event. This was it's a very – they only had it for two nights this year.
And yes. It was their first year doing it.
So it was more about horror. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a Halloween event. It was kind of their history of horror at Warner Brothers. And there was a part of that that we got to experience where they had some stuff for The Conjuring. Then they had all these other props from other films.
Right.
Which you would assume is part of the Warner Brothers Studio Tour.
Right.
And then they drove us around and we – got to see different locations from different horror movies and things like that. We went to go to the prop house. As we went to that, I'm like, oh, okay, that's the tour. But I think the actual tour is some of that stuff and more.
For the horror one?
No, I'm talking about just a regular everyday tour.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. So we got a taste of the tour, but we didn't have an experience.
Right.
Now, this Fantastic Beasts thing is part of the tour. But also, as we were leaving, there was a very small glimpse of another exhibit that we had to walk through this room to exit, but we couldn't check out the exhibit because there was people there guiding us to move forward. That I was like, I really wanted to go in there. It was a DC exhibit.
Oh boy,
DC Comics, and I could just it looked just as like detailed and over the top as the Fantastic Beast area. And I could see in the distance clothes from Harley Quinn, from Suicide Squad.
Oh wow.
And all this stuff, and I was like, man, I was like maybe I really want to go and experience this tour. But you know, regardless, it's a must do.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I assume it's a must do. Like I said, I was sick and was not able to go.
I'm saying it is because it was, you know, if you're going to be in Southern California, check it out. We don't know how long this is running for, but I assume
that's probably running for quite some time.
Yeah. A while.
Yeah. Considering the film was what I'm assuming is a success. And there's four other ones coming out. I'm sure they'll change it as other films come out.
Yeah, the next one has come out for like a while, though. So it's like, I don't think this exhibit will even be up until the next one. I don't know. But, at least 6 months, I would assume. I don't know. It's just in case there's listeners that are not in Southern California that are going to be here and check it out.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've only done the Horror Happens one, and I loved it. So I can only imagine what they did with this one, and I'm sure it was just as incredible.
So Horror Happens is the name of a radio show that you're on. The the event was called Horror Made Here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to put out your shout out to JK from the Horror Happens Radio Show.
Hey, JK.
Which you and I have separately both been on.
Both been on, yeah. I think it's time that Shannon goes to bed.
Fantastic beds and where to find them.
Yes.
Alrighty. In closing, Shannon, you had something you wanted to say to everyone?
Expecto Patronum. I have conjured up Patronus to protect you all from the Dementors.
Good looking out.
What?
I said good looking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Where was that?
Well, I guess you're going to have to watch it again.
I guess so. Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know why?
Why?
Because Creepy Kingdom has officially launched a Patreon account.
Patreon? What's Patreon?
Well, let me tell you, Patreon is a way that the listeners of the show can support us.
So, like a Kickstarter?
Not exactly. Kickstarter only is a one-time thing. On Patreon, our listeners can support us every month. And in exchange for them supporting us, we will give them special, super awesome prizes.
How much do they have to pay to support us?
They can pay whatever they want. You could pay $1 a month. You could pay $10, $100. It's up to them.
That's really cool. So how can Creepy Kingdom fans find this Patreon thing?
Well, you could go to creepykingdom.com and check the show notes on our recent episodes, or you could go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. That's patreon.com.
I'm going to go check it out right now.
Me too. Before we get out of here, here are a few more words from Dan Fogler and Bonnie Wright.
This thing is so gigantic, and you get hit with waves of how globally, you know, huge it is. And all the talent and all the layers that went into it, it's so great to see it in this museum, you know, fashion. It makes me think about how my parents will feel coming through here, you know, my kids, and see it through their eyes and say, wow, you know, Daddy is represented here, man. Isn't that cool? Sometimes you're in something and it's just so big that you can't see the edges of it. You know, that's what this feels like. It's just so big. You know, my great-grandfather was a baker, and I found that out because I did this movie, you know. I wouldn't have known that. Like, I got the part, and my dad was like, you know, your great-grandfather's a baker. And I was just like, get out of here. I mean, and that was just a little gem from my past, and it made things so special, you know. And then I know that he's looking down and just smiling about all this. My great-great-grandfather who used to make pumpernickel, you know. I will always love that speakeasy scene, the blind pig, because it just has so much in it, you know. It's like there's music and there's fun bits with the giggle water and Queenie and Tina. They just look gorgeous, you know, and it's just like, and so the, and then Ron Perlman, oh my God, there's like so many different awesome things in that scene, and I just seeing all the art from that was really cool. I just want to just try to enjoy the ride, you know. This is so cool, and it's an absolute honor to be part of this all.
Yeah, it's exciting. The minute stepping into the exhibition, obviously everything just floods back of memories, and I think the minute I see certain costumes, I'll imagine like a certain scene, and then the day we shot that and all the fun memories that were around it. So it's really lovely. And as you can imagine, I spent a lot of time with my wand, so for me to come back to that is a really cool, exciting thing. Yeah. Ooh, and here it is. I also like should have named my wand, but maybe it's never too late. She was cool. It was really cool as well because we all got to choose our wands. Like, it wasn't, like, given to us. Like, this is Ginny's wand. And I remember the experience we had, like, they had a whole table of maybe, like, 10. And whichever spoke to me for Ginny, I could choose, which was really cool. which kind of, I guess, is my own miniature version of going to Ollivander's, but not really. But, you know, it was good. For fans, you know, these costumes and props were such a big part of their experience whilst watching Harry Potter, yet they didn't get to see the detail. And I think so much was, you know, by all the people who made the props and Stuart Craig, who designed all of the films, like, no stone was left unturned. And I think that's what's exciting for people. They get to see those details that maybe weren't exposed in the film.
This episode of Creepy Kingdom is being brought to you by Final Girls. Final Girls celebrates Halloween and horror movies through illustrations, pins, prints, and more, with an emphasis on the women of the genre. It is created by illustrator Amy Connolly from Liverpool, England. Final Girls has an awesome hitchhiking ghost pin set that you just gotta have. Use the coupon code CREEPY to get 10% off of your entire order. Just go to wearefinalgirls.com. That's wearefinalgirls.com. Be sure to check out the show notes for episode 109 so you can see all the pictures, the video that was created for Nightmarish Conjurings, link to the review of the event on Nightmarish Conjurings, everything you want to know. Just check out the show notes for episode 109. And if you'd like to contact us here at the show, please do so by emailing us, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for those show notes I was just talking to you about, all the creepy Disney cosplay and fan art picks that you could handle, and maybe a little bit more than you can handle, as well as links to all of our social media, our blog posts, our photo reports, they're all at creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.